KUAC's informal tally of unofficial vote totals from the state elections division doesn't include absentee and question ballots, but the initial numbers show voters in the interior, like those statewide, collectively favored Dan Sullivan for U.S. Senate and Don Young to return to Congress. They also liked Bill Walker for governor, and they backed all three ballot measures. The tally includes votes cast in Fairbanks area House Districts 1 through 5 and District 6, which includes communities like Healy down the Parks Highway, and District 9, which includes Delta Junction and other communities along the Richardson. Some of those individual districts bucked the statewide trend, like HD 1, 4, and 5, which favored Senator Mark Begich, and Districts 2, 3, and 9, which all backed Governor Sean Parnell. Another exception was Districts 3 and 9, both opposing the pro-pot legalization ballot measure 2. The State Elections Division is scheduled to certify official results of the election around November 28th. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.